On Tuesday, voters in Montgomery County will have the opportunity to decide whether or not a school facility sales tax should be approved. And I am pleased to be joined by Hillsborough Superintendent David Powell. David, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, I know we've talked about this before, but we are going to be diving into the topic of the school facility sales tax that is on the ballot. Since we've talked about it before, it's been a while. Can you give me a little bit of background information about the school facility sales tax?
Sure. The legislature's passed the Illinois County School Facilities Tax Act in 2007, and what it does, it allows for the county in which it's passed to collect a 1 cent sales tax on a lot of goods and services, not all, and we can talk about, you know, what is and what's not taxed. Mm-hmm. But those revenues can only be used by the public school districts for facilities. And since 2007, 47 counties in the state have passed the tax. And in the last election in November, it was on the ballot in 8 counties, and it was successful in all 8 as residents of those counties saw this as a better way to fund school facilities than rely on the property tax so heavily as we have traditionally.
This is something that has been brought up at other school board meetings, and I won't disclose who has said this, but I have heard there's been people who have said the money that's collected from the tax should not be divided evenly, but rather according to how much each school district brings in. Do you have any kind of response
to
that?
Yeah, I understand that argument. The way it works, though, I think is the fairest way that it can, which is that the money follows the students. Mm-hmm. So where, you know, it's a countywide tax, it's a countywide effort, and it's a countywide benefit. And the proceeds are divided up based on the number of students. Every student in every school district would receive the same benefit from the countywide tax. So if you've got a few more kids, you get a little larger piece of the pie.
You touched on this a little bit earlier. Can you tell me what is not taxed?
It's probably things that are not.
Okay.
No services are taxed. Cars, trucks are not taxed. Mobile homes, groceries, drugs, both over-the-counter and prescription. Farm equipments are not taxed. Parts, most farm inputs are not taxed. So really, there are quite a few non, you know, it's mostly a non-essential sales tax is how it's commonly described, with a lot of those vital expenditures for families and individuals being exempt.
Now, if I am coming to you from the standpoint of a concerned citizen and I say there's another tax on the ballot during the same time, why should I vote yes for this one, especially since the city of Hillsborough did just increase the sales tax it took effect January 1st.
Well, I'm here to inform, not tell people how to vote,
sure,
I will tell you this. We have
benefits,
got to find ways to provide property tax relief. And that's what this is at its core. It's a better way to fund school facilities without relying so heavily on property tax payers. You know, historically, every significant facility improvement in the Hillsborough Community Unit School District, and I would assume the others as well, has been funded by bonds supported by a property tax. Mm-hmm. And we're leaning so much heavier than we used to on property taxpayers, frankly, because the state, in my opinion, has turned its back on public education. There was a time not that long ago when we received more state funding than we did local funding. But the state has pulled back its support for public education, and districts have been forced to continue to rely on local property taxpayers. And this is a remedy for that. You know, typically what would happen in a school district as facility needs arise, you know, you've got a couple of roofs that need to be done, maybe some windows on one wing of a building, a heater in a building. Those projects are put together in one larger project. Bonds are sold to fund that, and the cost of that is borne by property taxpayers through the next levy process. Mm-hmm. This is an alternative for school boards to stop continuing to go back to property taxpayers to fund facility improvements.
I've noticed a few signs who have popped up around town, and one of them I know said that if we pass this one, the school district will just be asking for property taxes in the future. I guess that would just be rumors at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what decisions, you know, 4 different school boards will make 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I do know what the lay of the land is currently and where districts in Montgomery County find themselves. And I know what some of the needs are. And I do know that if this sales tax were to pass, that there are facilities projects throughout the county that are very much needed that will be funded by this revenue stream that would otherwise be funded by property tax. There's just no question about that. All of the facility improvements that you've seen around the county over the last 10 and 20 years have been funded by property tax. And without this, they will be for the next 10 or 20 years as well.
If this resolution does not pass, what does it mean specifically for Hillsborough, since you had the referendum last year for the property taxes to fund a new building? What would this mean specifically for Hillsborough if this does not go through?
It would really put us in a bind. I mean, we were in a bind, and again, I'll go back to the reduction in state funding, which has been where most of our problems have come these last years. You know, back in 2011 and again in 2013, the Hillsborough Community School Board made significant cuts in its expenditures. We lost staff, we lost programs, we lost services for students, and those things were all as a result of a reduction in state funding. The lack of this revenue source for facilities puts even more pressure on other areas of the budget and more pressure on property taxpayers, and it just makes things much more difficult for us to continue to provide good facilities for students moving forward.
I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but would the school be in danger of closing its doors if this is not passed and no improvements are able to be made in the next?
No, okay. I wouldn't say that, David. We're a long way from there. But further cuts and expenditures are going to hurt students.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, we continue to lose revenue, we have to cut what we're able to do for our students, and the next round of cuts would hurt even more than the last. But no, I certainly wouldn't say that we're in danger of closing our door.
Would there be cuts in personnel as well?
Or not as a direct result of this. I mean, this is all about facilities, right?
Right.
And so, you know, it's about facility improvement and it's about property tax relief. You know, the salaries that support staff, and we probably need to cover what the eligible uses for this sales tax are, but the salaries are not qualifying expenditures. So
Gotcha. The
sales tax revenue cannot be used on salaries, cannot be used on operational costs, textbooks, things like that. The sales tax revenue could only be used for facilities. It's really a bricks and mortar type expenditures. You know, windows, roofs, sidewalks, flooring, renovations, those kinds of things.
Basically, stuff Hillsborough needs right now.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because you know there's been the scuttlebutt going around that if this passes, it'll benefit teacher salaries and stuff. And obviously, that's not the case, and we want to stress that.
Absolutely not.
Was there anything else regarding the sales tax that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, a couple of things. I mentioned in the beginning that it's passed in 47 counties, and I think it's really important for folks in Montgomery County to realize that it is already in place in the majority of the counties that surround Montgomery County. So when Montgomery County residents leave the county and go elsewhere and stop for gas or at a restaurant or do a little bit of shopping, we are supporting the school facilities in those counties that have passed the tax. And if this passes in Montgomery County, that becomes a two-way street. You know, a significant portion of the money that's spent in Montgomery County does come from outside the county. So when someone else comes in the county to shop or to have a meal or to get gas, they're going to leave a few cents behind to help our students by providing our students with facilities the same way Montgomery County residents are currently doing when we leave Montgomery County.
Do you know specifically which counties around us that do have it?
Christian County, Bond County, Macoupin County, and Shelby County actually touch Montgomery County. There are others in the area, but of those that we are adjacent to, those four all have it.
So yeah, pretty much almost everyone that's touching Montgomery County does have the tax in place. That's incredible. Was there anything else about the sales tax that you wanted to mention?
No, sir. I sure appreciate the opportunity. I would say to those interested in getting some more information, and that's all I'm here to ask folks to do is to inform, you know, to get better informed about the issue. And to that end, we have some good information up on our website at hillsboroughschools.net. On our main page, there's a link to a short video that's pretty informative and some other documents that give some more details about the tax.
If somebody has further questions, are they able to contact like you or somebody
Absolutely.
With the district?
Yes, sir. My email is dpowell@hillsboroughschools.net. Phone number at the unit office there in Hillsborough is 532-2942. All that information is also available on our website.
Again, that is Hillsborough Superintendent David Powell. And again, I do want to stress that this tax would go towards all of the schools in the county. I know we focused primarily on Hillsborough today, but it was because we were speaking with Hillsborough Superintendent David Powell. But again, all of the money collected from the tax would go towards all of the schools in the county, Litchfield, Panhandle School District, Nokomis, and Hillsborough. That'll do it for this special interview on WSMI. Reporting for WSMI, I'm David Jenkins.